on the latest edition of the Math by Amonte podcast. I'm bringing on Kyle Bruder. Man, Saturday afternoon was crazy from an NBA perspective with the big Anthony Davis trade. And so me and Kyle, we had a conversation immediately after the trade. So this is instant reaction from a couple days ago when Anthony Davis was traded to the Lakers. So without further ado, let's get into it.
All right, I'm joined by Kyle Bruderer. We are diehard Laker fans. If you listen to this podcast, you totally get it. You probably hate us for it. But less than an hour ago, the Lakers made the trade for Anthony Davis. So this is literally instant reaction. Kyle and myself, we have not talked about it yet. So, Kyle, thoughts? Yeah.
I would have preferred to keep Lonzo Ball.
Yep, I'm with you. But
I mean, you know me for trying to see the positive in things like this, but from my perspective, I'm grateful that the trade didn't happen when New Orleans was just toying with us and we basically offered everything under the sun.
Yep.
So I'm grateful that it didn't happen then because we certainly gave up less right now than what we were supposedly offering back then. Losing all three of those guys hurts, but
wait, hold up. You mean all three as in including Josh Hart?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I didn't love throwing Josh Hart in there. To me, I would have said, okay, we're willing to let go of Josh Hart. We love, but you either get three picks or Josh Hart and two picks. Take your pick. That's where my gripe is I think, and maybe we don't have the full detail yet, because if we get back a Frank Jackson or some throw-in, then it's okay. But anytime you're trading six for one, that's a little tough. And the reason I say it's tough is because, and I've said this before on the pod, Kyle, you look at the last four or five mega blockbuster deals that involved big-time guys, it did not take six things to get one guy. And so no. I didn't want that to be the case. And maybe it won't be. If we trade six things and we get back Anthony Davis and Frank Jackson, then okay, I can understand it. But if it's just you're only giving us AD, then what would have made me really happy? Sorry, I just kinda submarined your opinion there. But if it was if it was two picks and the three players, then I would have been okay with it. And I think in a perfect world, it would have been just the one pick plus the three players, you know? So,
yeah.
My initial reaction is I didn't love the deal. I completely understand the deal, and I'm on board with it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. I think, yeah, like you said, in a perfect world, it could have been so much better. But we had to get Anthony Davis to L.A.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that, I mean, again, like you said before, we don't know the details of the conversation or anything like that. But I'm glad that we got him and we didn't give up more than what we had to. So I don't, who knows how those negotiations went exactly, but having Anthony Davis here makes LA a legitimate, like, desired destination again.
I don't even think that's up for debate at this point with the injuries to Golden State. And that is a big deal.
Yeah.
We can't undersell the fact that the Golden State injuries have completely changed the landscape of the NBA. And so when you said that the Lakers had to get AD, you're right. Because if they don't get Anthony Davis, nobody's coming to LA.
Yep.
Dysfunction. I don't think people legitimately saw a way to a championship with this team with an aging LeBron James. Yeah. But now that you have Anthony Davis in his prime, and he is just entering his prime, he's not at the tail end, there's a lot of good AD left. You've got LeBron, you got AD, you got a lot of money, and you got the Warriors out of the picture. That changes everything for the Lakers in terms of free agency.
Absolutely.
And you know what also changes, Kyle? This is another gut reaction I had. This also changes the Rob Pelinka narrative.
How so?
I just think that before people saw it as, what has Rob done? Nothing. All we know Rob for is telling lies and giving us stupid parables. Now Rob Pelinka can say, I just engineered a trade for one of the top 10 best players in the league.
That's true.
And I was the GM when we signed LeBron James. So I'm still learning on the job, but my track record shows that I'm willing to do what it takes to win. That's a very different narrative than, oh, dude, all you do is talk about manna from heaven and posters on trolley cars and people accuse you of lying and nobody trusts you. That's not the narrative anymore. The narrative is Rob Pelinka traded for Anthony Davis.
Yes.
So that matters when it comes to free agency meetings. Because the talk's not going to be about, hey, what was with that Heath Ledger story? No one's going to ask that now. They're going to ask, who are we bringing in to win a championship?
Exactly.
Those are two very different conversations.
That's
obviously
true. No, that's a great point. Now,
and I'm not a Rob Pelinka guy, Kyle. I have my hesitation about Rob Pelinka, but he said it not so long ago. All we can do is work hard, and the actions will speak for themselves. And this is the first positive action we've had from him in quite some time. And it's a big positive statement from Rob Pelinka.
Yeah, it is. Now, hopefully he can compound that in free agency this summer.
Yes. This isn't a situation where you add AD and now you're a favorite. That's not the case, Kyle. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. They've got to add not only another all-star caliber guy if they want to really be in the hunt for a championship, but they have to fill out the roster as well.
Yeah.
Because you're losing Josh Hart and Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram, who were reliable NBA players who on any team in the league would play in crunch time.
Yes. But I think that I think that having those again, looking at the positive, it makes LA a much more desirable destination, not only because of LeBron and Anthony Davis, but because had we not traded for Anthony Davis and we just, we have this other max slot, other free agents would not be as interested in coming to LA because they weren't going to have any guaranteed playing time. Now that those other three guys who actually played quite a bit when they were healthy, I think it's a lot more intriguing for a Kemba Walker or a Tobias Harris or even a Kyrie. I don't think Kyrie's coming, but like,
I don't want Kyrie.
Now, I would rather have Kemba. But.
Absolutely. Kemba has got to be the focus now with that gaping hole at point guard.
Yeah. And the reality is we're going to have to pay that dude max money because he said that he's willing to take less money to stay in Charlotte. So hopefully with LeBron and AD, dude, Kemba's no scrub, dude. He's had multiple 50-point games in his career.
You know what, though? I don't think we know what's going on with Kemba because when he said that, that was after Durant got hurt. So maybe he was like, New York doesn't look so cool anymore.
That's true, and now maybe L.A. is starting to look cool. So things can change in a hurry.
I know. I'm on my way home from hosting Cougar Sports Saturday, and I'm like, I'm going home and I'm putting on a Lakers shirt because I'm finally no longer ashamed to be a Lakers fan. I feel like there's an opportunity now to be a fan again because we're trending in the right direction.
Yes. I agree.
And I can't take credit for this point of view. I was just having lunch with Mitch Harper. He's a co-host with me on Cougar Sports Saturday. And he kind of broke the us. We were eating at Crown Burger in downtown Salt Lake. And he said, the Lakers always found a way and they've done it again. And I'm like, they do. And I wasn't a believer under this current group of people, but they somehow know a way to make another deal. And that's just a hallmark of Los Angeles Lakers basketball.
What did I tell you 2 days ago, and you didn't believe me?
That we're getting AD. I verbally abused you in my.
I said we are getting AD within the next 3 days.
You're right.
And you looked at me and told me I was.
I ridiculed you.
You.
I ridiculed you.
You raked me over the coals.
You were right. I apologize.
Dude, this little feeling that we're feeling right now is a feeling of hope.
We have talked about this feeling for a decade, and we've now felt it in two consecutive off seasons.
Exactly. And the off season's not over yet. This is the beginning. You know what's crazy is last off season it was, you know, the draft happened, everything happened, and we were like July 1st, like all the way up until July 1st with free agency, it was completely unknown. Right now, I feel so much better because, yes, there's still some unknown factors, but the fact that we have two legitimate superstars on our team already before going into free agency, like last year we had to freaking sell LeBron James to nothing, man. Like, we had to sell free agents to absolutely nothing. We had some young players that had some potential, and that's it. And sunny California. And that doesn't carry nearly as much weight as it did before. So our freaking quill, if you will, is full of arrows. We are loaded with ammunition right now, and I am thrilled to see what happens in free agency.
Okay, outside of Kemba Walker, who I think is the obvious choice now to get a free agent meeting with the Lakers, what are some other free agent guys that you would like to see? Because there's a big hole on the roster now. You've got to bring in 5 and 6 new guys.
It's true. Hang on, I'm actually pulling up a list as we speak because I'm trying to remember.
All right, while you're pulling up a list, let me float a couple guys out there. I don't know if we can afford him, but if you can convince J.J. Redick, who's a free agent, that to me seems like a no-brainer opportunity at the shooting guard position.
Oh, and yeah.
I think it might be a relatively easy sell because of the bad experience that he's had in Philadelphia with playing with Embiid and Simmons and – I don't think he's going back to Philadelphia, so he's an option.
Yeah.
Another guy, I don't want him, but he's certainly an option, Danny Green at shooting guard. And then from guys that are free agents from our team, I think that bringing back JaVale McGee makes a lot of sense.
I agree. I would love to bring back JaVale McGee. Hold on, what do you think of Vucevic?
Oh, it signed me up, but we don't have enough money.
That's true.
Right. You have to get a guard. Whether it's a shooting guard
or a
point guard.
How do you feel about he did not have a great season this last season, but I think he's legit. I think he's been really good for the last couple of years. What do you think of Terry Rozier?
Yeah. Sign me up. I would be – if Kemba were to fail, I would be looking at Terry Rozier. However, he is a restricted free agent. So that's going to be tough. And if Kyrie leaves, which all indications are that he will,
that's
I don't
true.
Think Boston's going to let Terry Rozier going to go. So –
yeah. That is a great point. What about – where'd he go? Dang it, I lost him. It was, Tobias Harris. Like,
No interest whatsoever. I think
really?
He's a good player. He's a good player, but we already have a version of Tobias Harris on this team. It's Kyle Kuzma. We can't be duplicating skills. We have a desperate hole for point guards and shooters, and that's got to be the focus, 100%.
You're right.
Absolutely no interest in Tobias Harris or anyone of that kind. Just can't have
it. How do you feel? What do you – hold up. So
– go ahead.
If we do not get Kemba Walker, and let's say on a few you know, free agents, ideal free agents we strike out on. How do you feel about Jimmy Butler?
I think I'd feel the same way about Jimmy Butler that I would about Anthony Davis.
Okay.
It'd be hard to criticize them for doing it, but it's not what I want. And don't get me wrong, I wanted AD. This was never a situation of I didn't want AD. It was just I wanted the trade to be as fair as it could be. And if you're New Orleans, I mean, this is a great deal. No one can criticize this trade. It's probably better than I thought anyone thought they would get.
Yeah, that's very true. What about
Since you have the list up, let me give you some criteria of what I'm looking for. I'm looking for specialists, a.k.a. shooters, and I'm also looking for people who are young and have not met expectation that are looking for a second chance.
Well, this next guy probably doesn't quite fit that then. I was going to say Chris Middleton.
Yeah, no thanks. No Chris Middleton for me. I think it is of vital importance, Kyle, that we do not spend our hard-earned cap space on people who don't deserve it. If it's not Kyrie Irving or Kemba Walker, you don't spend the max money. You roll it over, and then you go and you fill out the team with B-level players. I'd rather have three guys at about 10 to 15 million, and I'll give you some examples, over wasting money on Chris Middleton or Jimmy Butler. And some examples of that would be if you could grab Danny Green, Derek Favors,
I have
free agent,
showing
and
Favors, and I think that would be awesome.
I'd rather go Favors, Danny Green, and then I'm trying to think of point guards who might be available. I mean, I don't want him, but a Ricky Rubio type guy.
Rubio
for 8 to 12.
I mean, depending on what happens, he could end up being a legitimate option, but it just.
Now, here's an interesting option. What do you think about D'Angelo Russell?
I was going to bring that up to you as well. I mean, if Brooklyn lands Kyrie Irving, D'Angelo's gone.
Exactly. And it's not. Because he's a restricted free agent as well. But if they landed Kyrie, they would just let him go. Kind of like the Julius Randle situation from a year ago.
I think that D'Angelo has grown up a lot. I think he's turned into a legitimate player. And I would 100% take D'Angelo. But you got to put yourself in D'Angelo's shoes. He might be like, no, there's no way I want to go back to that.
Hold up, though. If I'm D'Angelo's agent, I would say, hold up. That's the point I was going to make, was I would tell him, okay, I know you have bad feelings. Who is the guy who said bad crap about you?
Yeah, it's Magic.
Magic.
Yep.
He's not there. Who's the coaching staff that ragged on you? They're gone. It's a totally different group of people.
Sure.
The only guy left is Rob Pelinka, and he didn't know what he was doing when D'Angelo got traded. So I think it'd be an easy sell in terms of, all right, I know you harbor bad feelings, but it's a totally different place than it was when you were last there.
It's true. I would love to have D'Angelo Russell. I would 100% take him.
My only concern about D'Angelo is he mature enough from a teammate perspective to understand that he's the third option.
I don't know. It would depend, but I think having LeBron James on your team is certainly the best kind of mentor for that scenario.
Well, it is to you and me, but when we're talking about NBA teenagers who think that they're going to be the next LeBron James.
Yeah.
So, I'm just, you know, it's easy for us to say, oh, yeah, LeBron and AD, like, sign me up. What a fit. I mean, Kawhi is a walking example of this. Play with LeBron? No. Why would I do that? I'm going to do it on my own. So as much as we want to think, sign me up and let's win some games. I don't know if it's always about winning for a lot of these guys, which is why I think you need to be careful with who you put around this group. You need the JJ Redicks of the world who have made money, who have suffered heartbreak, and are committed to winning.
Yeah. Let's talk about a couple other guard options. What about What about Terrence Ross?
That is exactly the type of player I was talking about a few minutes ago. A guy who has not met expectation and needs a second chance. Yeah. Sign me up for Terrence Ross for a 2-year, $10 million deal off the bench. Yeah,
for sure. I think that would be a very interesting project.
Okay, keep going.
Let's see. Okay, what about... Where's he at? What about... you said you don't like Mario Hezonja, right?
I don't love Mario Hezonja, but he's a guy I would take a flyer on off the bench.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. What about...
I am way more interested in the Hezonjas and the Terrence Rosses of the world than I am Chris Middleton and Jimmy Butler. And I know that might sound crazy, but you can get them for a lot less money, a lot less commitment, and if it doesn't pan out, you can roll that money over to another guy the next season.
What about Elfrid Payton or Seth Curry?
Seth Curry, 100%. Elfrid Payton, yeah, sure. Not as a starting point guard, but if you brought in I don't want this guy, but he keeps coming to mind. If you brought in Ricky Rubio and then Elfrid Payton, I'm good with that. 1-2.
Yeah. Yeah, Seth Curry, he played a great series against Golden State when he was
Seth Curry, I'm very interested in, and I would even be interested in him as the starting shooting guard. If you were to bring in Kemba and Seth, defensively it'd be a little tough. If you were to bring in those two guys, you'd have to bring in some defenders off the bench. But, you know, if you bring JaVale McGee back and you have Anthony Davis, you've got the defense at the rim. And one thing we haven't talked about yet, but I subscribe to this idea that LeBron is going to be fantastic next season. I just think that this is the first time in LeBron's life that he has missed the playoffs. Well, that's factually incorrect, but it's been a long time. He's having a long offseason to recharge, to get healthy, to work on his game. I think he's going to come back and have the best last season of his career, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I imagine he'll probably stay in Minnesota, but I would totally take on Derrick Rose as
who?
Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose had a great year last year.
The injuries and I don't know.
Oh, for sure. But he's super cheap though. Like he's making like just over $2 million a year right now.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I guess you could talk me into Derrick Rose. Again, to come back to the point I keep making, it's easier to sell me on Derrick Rose than it is Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
What about, let's go over the guys who were on the team last year. Okay. To kind of rip off this game we play on a Cougar Sports Saturday called What Are the Odds? What percentage chance would you give Rondo to be back?
I think given the recent developments, I would probably, and Rondo has said before that he does want to return, so I would give it probably, if we don't land a really like a major point guard, then I would say 60% chance.
Yeah. I think it's better than 50, but as a fan, I hope he doesn't come back because I just think he's done. He has nothing to give defensively. Sometimes he doesn't even try. And from an offensive perspective, he'd be a little bit of a clog. So,
yeah.
If Rondo were willing to take that third guard role to where you're probably not going to play every night, but if we need you, we can trust you, then I'm in. But I just don't know if he's ready. I don't know if he's ready to do that.
I don't know. That's a great point. Who knows? But other than that, I mean, free agents with LA. Let me take a look at some. So I was looking at just unrestricted, but I do not in any way, shape, or form want Mike Muscala or Reggie Bullock.
Absolutely not. He's gone. See you later.
I do not want KCP back.
I don't either, but you could talk me into it for $5 million for 1 year.
Sure. Okay. But
if I'm Rich Paul, you just say, dude, the Lakers just overpaid you an obscene amount of money.
We paid him freaking $12 million.
So it's time for it's, you know, if you want to be a part of this team, you got to take a discount. Otherwise, go enjoy your time with the Pelicans or something like that, you know?
Yep. Yes, I would take I think Lance Stephenson had a pretty fair deal. He was very hit and miss. There was a stretch where he was awesome, but I don't know. I certainly wouldn't want him to play a lot, but if we can put him on the team, then sure.
Who? Was this Lance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
It's either Lance or Rondo. I'm not bringing both back. I think I'd prefer to bring back Lance, but it would again have to be not nearly the amount last year.
Yeah, Lance made just under $5 million last year.
We need the mid-level for someone else, so he'd have to take probably the vet minimum. And if he's willing to do it, then sure, let's fill out the bench. You know?
No, I agree with you, but I do think that having JaVale McGee as our backup center is crucial. I like JaVale McGee a lot. I think that, you know, things fell apart for him after he got sick and after all the injuries and stuff. But, like, remember, JaVale McGee was arguably the most improved player in the NBA and was a legitimate contender for Defensive Player of the Year at one point. Like,
yeah, after the first quarter of the season.
Yeah, he was really, really good. So I would love to have JaVale McGee back.
I'd like to have Zubats back.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine a front court with AD, LeBron, and Zubats, and Kuzma's the sixth man?
I can imagine it, but I don't know. But let's stick to the positive. Okay, I don't want to.
All right, you're right. This is a day to rejoice.
It is. I would love to bring back Alex Caruso as our third point guard option.
Who? Rondo?
No, Alex Caruso.
You know what? I can't believe I forgot him. I love Caruso at that third option, and possibly even the backup.
Yeah, I think Caruso is.
If you brought in a Kemba Walker, I'm totally cool with Caruso being the backup point guard.
Me too. Yeah,
I'm not comfortable with Caruso having to play a big role.
Yeah,
but in the case where Kemba would play 35 minutes a night, I'm cool with Caruso filling in the other 12 to 13.
Absolutely, because Caruso, he's a smart player. He handles the ball. He can score when he's called upon. He's really, really athletic for a point guard. Like still to this day, like, surprises the crap out of me at how athletic he is.
And he's a decent defender too, because I am concerned about the defensive side of the ball. We've got to find guys that can play defense, because LeBron is old and Kuzma doesn't play very good defense, and Bogner I don't think is a very good other than Anthony Davis. Is there anyone on the current roster that's a good defender? Because we just traded away our three best defenders.
Yeah, we did. Lonzo's gone. That's a great point. We'll have to bring in some defense. I think if we can get Kemba, like, honestly, Kemba, LeBron, and Anthony Davis, like, having that and then having one or two just shooters, if we can get a couple of 3-and-D guys on top of that, then great. But
is Trevor Ariza available?
I don't know. That's a great question. Let me check real quick.
That's a guy I'd be interested in for a one-year deal.
Who was he playing for this last year?
the Wizards.
Let me check.
I wonder. I honestly think that he is. I think that he signed a massive 1-year deal with Phoenix.
He's an unrestricted free agent.
I'm all out. In fact, I'm calling it right now. Trevor Ariza is returning to Los Angeles. I'm willing to bet money on it. I'm that certain of it. He got paid last offseason, and this year he's going to take a team-friendly deal to return to L.A. and compete for a championship. And he is exactly the type of guy who fits in.
Yeah.
He'd be asked to come off the bench because with LeBron, but, man, he's someone that you can rely on off the bench, and he would probably finish games. So I'm calling it right now. Trevor Ariza is turning to Los
I hope you're right.
It makes all the sense in the world. Where else would he go?
I don't know. He's certainly not. Certainly not going to get paid nearly.
I mean, if Golden State was smart, they would mine the Terrence Rosses of the world, because those people are not going to make a lot of money, and they need a second chance. And Golden State has a lot of minutes to offer. They should be signing every failed lottery pick that needs a second chance. Yeah. That's what I would do if I was Golden State. They don't need Trevor Ariza because they're not going to win a championship if he joins that team.
No, he will have a legitimate shot at winning a title with the Lakers. So, I'm looking at these other. I think Julius Randle Julius Randle has a player option, but he'll probably stay put.
I don't think he's going to exercise that option. I think he'll make more money by leaving.
No, yeah, you're right.
And Julius Randle suddenly makes a lot of sense in LA again. If you want to move AD to the 5, Randle at the 4, LeBron at the 3. I just think if you want to talk about bad blood, I would say that there's more bad blood between Randle and the Lakers than there is.
Totally. Randle.
D'Angelo.
That's what really, really upset me. Was the fact that Randle rose to the challenge. You know, they challenged him to get in the best shape of his life, and he did. Did everything that was asked of him, and then we just let him go. So.
Yep.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect Randle or D'Angelo to come back, but I would welcome either of them with open arms.
Yeah. Me too. I guess let's end on this. We might have to have another free agency discussion once a few more dominoes fall in July. But the question I guess I have for you at this point now is there any regret from trading the 3 picks? Because we did this almost 10 years ago for Steve Nash, and I think we can all say that was a failed trade. Do you have any concern there? Are those just 3 picks that are going to be late picks?
I'm hoping that they end up being late picks, but you just never know. I mean, no one could have predicted the freak injury that happened to Steve Nash, but at the same time, Steve Nash was almost 40 years old, man. Like,
right.
I think it's much less of a gamble right now for Anthony Davis than it was at that other time. So... still a huge gamble. It is. But, I mean, it's do this and try and save face from the state of our current organization or not get anything and then have everything just implode for the next 10 to 20 years with nothing. So I'll take this 10 times out of 10.
You said it perfectly right there. Just to piggyback up your point and to wrap up this emergency edition of the Matt Biamonte podcast. And we almost need to like branch out and have a specific Lakers pod, co-hosted pod. But there were no other alternatives that led to success. This was a Hail Mary opportunity to try and write the ship. Because if this didn't work out, we knew what was going to happen. Nobody was going to come. LeBron was going to get frustrated. He probably would have asked for a trade, and we would have been bad for another 10 years at least.
Yep.
Now, by getting Anthony Davis in his prime, you're set up for now and the future, and it gives you a real it gives you a real position of power come free agency. There's no better free agent destination other than maybe the Clippers have a claim, but we have better stars than the Clippers do. So I really do believe that the Lakers have become the premier free agent destination with this trade. The Clippers is really nice, and they're up there as well, but they don't have LeBron and AD. They're trying to add those type of people. We already have them.
Yep, exactly.
All right, dude. Well, have a great week. I'm glad that for the first time in months, we are able to have a positive discussion.
It is a long time coming.
Yeah, basically since what, Christmas, when we beat the Warriors on Christmas Day?
That was crazy because LeBron got hurt in that game, but I mean, none of us could have anticipated how long he'd be out. But that was a great game. So that was exciting. And then ever since then, it was just a decline of just sorrow.
Yep. Well, not anymore. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Lakers do. Let's hope and pray, if you're a Lakers fan, that we have a better rest of the offseason than we did last year when LeBron joined the fold.
According to Woj, Anthony Davis is planning on re-signing next year.
Of course. They weren't going to make that trade if there weren't some assurances that this was a place he would re-sign. This is not a Kawhi Leonard situation.
Definitely.
And it makes you feel a little bit better about giving up so much, considering you are going to get him to re-sign, and then you can move out of the LeBron James era into the Anthony Davis era.
Exactly. Yep. Having that is
huge. All right, dude. Have a good one. Thanks for talking Lakers, and hopefully more positive discussions to come in the next year, because as we know it, the Western Conference is wide open.
Okay. So, hey, wait. Something else I have to add real quick.
Yes.
So I'm on Twitter, and I just crossed a picture. And you remember how when Dwight Howard was just like all about the LA big men and stuff? There's just like this picture of the history of LA big men, and Dwight's nowhere to be found. And it just made me smile. So it was like Will,
Green,
Shaq, Powell, and then Anthony Davis.
Fantastic. I love it.
All right.
Go Lakers. Feels good.
It does.
All right. Have a good one, dude.
You too. See you.